Good evening, this is WX4JJC. Is the Blue Ridge Net going to be on this Echo Link node?
I'm upgrading above my home.
It will in about 17 minutes.
Well, thank you much, and I'll be standing by for the Blue Ridge Net, and thanks for letting me know, WX4JJC, and we'll be standing by.
Be glad to have you join us. KN4CHY, standing by, mate.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
Number sounds fine, full quieting and good audio, no problem whatsoever.
All right, sir, are you doing okay?
Hey, doing very well, thank you. Marvelous.
Hey, well, let me check on Fred for a second. What'd you say, Fred? You doing okay?
Doing very well, thank you. Yeah, quite well, thanks.
Oh, nice to hear from you. Robert, you still in there? You down at QT tonight?
To the QT, they don't have any good coupons for me this week. They're getting kind of tight on those, so I'm at the Home 20 in the Wild Kingdom.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, be careful down there in the Wild Kingdom. It's nice things down there that'll get you.
Talking about, she lives down the street. But anyway, we got some folks from Aiken coming up to talk to y'all tonight. Hope you don't mind I invited them. And they said that they were going to tell you that they heard about you and they're watching you.
Remember, when you watching, you got two other eyeballs watching back, right?
A lot to hide down there in the CSRA, I heard. And that just probably got me de-invited from any activity. But, you know, hey, you know, we're an equal opportunity critique here. So, I'll have to tell you when we get on the net here. I got me some new cable coming. I finally got me some LMR-400.
Well, as far as Aiken fellas go, now don't forget, now you're right on the border. So, you know, I wouldn't be talking too much trash.
You know, firing ranges, you know, they still got a good 60 mile on me down up there from Saluda.
Okay. All right, well, where'd you get your LMR?
The face people, I forget which store it was. I got me kind of a deal on an op-sized piece, a 65-foot piece, in marine and in white, of all things. Saved a little money on white cable.
All-weather UV, I guess. I've never seen white cable like that, but being marine, I'd say that's probably it.
It's salt water. It'll, you know, stand up to acid rain here in Joanna, so I'm going to drag it across the roof. That's going to be for the 2-meter 440, and then I'll save the 8X whatever chip thing I get.
Okay. Well, let me tidy up my books a little bit and get ready to call the net here. I'm about 2 minutes out. So I'll see you in a few minutes, KO4NUE.
Talk to you in minutes. It's two minutes to stage call. We'll talk to you then. KD4SRR, clear.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Brother, with the preamble tonight, any stations, all stations, please notify me immediately if there is interference on my signal. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. We'll go on with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. With the pre-check-ins, beginning with KA4ACL Ashley in Simpsonville, KA4JCA Sally in Simpsonville, KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville, K3DOV Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP Brian in Rutherfordton, W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI Isla in Traverse Rest, KO4WWZ Mr. Chandler in Easley, W2AMD Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR Mel in Prosperity, KI4LZI Andy in Table Rock, KO4ZEW Ben in Simpsonville, KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville, and KX4YM Scott in Greenville. Stand by, I'll be right back with the rest. Here I am, Walt in Inman, K4OSH Pat in Malden, KA5WLL Leroy in Taylors, KB2BYQ Mr. Dave in Easley, and K1CJW Mr. Roland in Pickens, KO4HKX Patrick in Penrose, and KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon in Liberty. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in function. That's a handy feature. EchoLink, we've got quite a few hanging around on EchoLink tonight, so EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, this is N4SJC, November 4, Sierra Juliet Charlie, Northeast Columbia. Always enjoy listening to you running the net, and also just saying KD4SRR, Mr. Robert. He makes sure that I get on and check in with you guys, so we appreciate that. Back to net control.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
N4SJC down in Columbia. Sir, I did not get your name. Can you give me your name, please?
Sorry about that. N4SJC, Stephen. Stephen, Northeast Columbia.
Hi, Stephen. Before we recognize these calls, I'd like to recognize my wife, KO4RYP, who's sitting right here beside me, and Echo Link Station N4SJC, that's Mr. Stephen in Columbia, and KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. John, I have you down for some comments, sir. And Stephen, glad to have you from Columbia tonight, sir. You join us anytime you'd like. We'd be glad to have you, regardless of what Robert says about you. All right. So we'll move on down. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll take stations India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Bend in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna, good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4 NUE. Please check in K4 AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central, going to be negative and negative.
KO4 NUE. Please check in Kilo 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel. John, Horseshoe, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
The control, please check in. Whiskey, X-ray 4, Juliet, Charlie, Justin, in Grovetown, Georgia, via EchoLink.
You jump up and get Mr. James up in Tuxedo, KK4, JFO. Mr. James, nice to hear you tonight, sir. And another North Carolina station, which is Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Sid, glad you joined us tonight. It's always nice to hear from you, sir. K4AFT, Michael in Central. And K4JKH, that's John in Horseshoe, North Carolina. There's three North Carolinas back to back. And WX4JJC, that's Mr. Justin in Grovetown, Georgia. Appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, Justin, and using EchoLink tonight. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding that.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. Everyone have a good night. 73.
I didn't recognize KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, nice to hear from you, sir. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer. Donna, you sit up. Larry, you tell Miss Donna we said hello tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
November Oscar Marina and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rig and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Shell. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize KO4 NNH. That's Mr. Fred. Fred, I'm assuming you're mobile tonight. If you are in Piedmont, please be safe out there tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, I hope you are doing well, ma'am. Nice to hear you tonight. Okay, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on down the list, Quebec through Tango, any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and more, no traffic, no comments.
NUE, this is Robert down here in Joanna, South Carolina's largest unincorporated settlement. 73's to everyone. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. And Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
4NUE. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, EK4, TRJ, Bill, and Calpins, negative and negative.
Recognize Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. That's Mr. Rusty and Moore. Rusty, nice to hear from you, sir, and I hope you are doing well. Also, Mr. Robert and Joanna tonight, KD4SRR. And Robert, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, that's Mr. Chris and Lyman. Hello to you, sir. And KK4 Tango Romeo Juliet, that's Mr. Bill and Cowpens. Appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in November 0 Tango Romeo and 0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer, and I miss seeing you. And I'll be negative and negative.
I recognize N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer, and Tom, as soon as I get finished with all of this, you know, sickness, I'll definitely swing by there and visit with you. And please tell Miss Bernice that we said hello tonight. I hope y'all are doing well. All right, we'll move on down the line. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no queue. Do be sure to tell my fan that I say hello.
KA4PQA from Greenwood, and we'd like to welcome you via Echolink tonight, Stephen. And your Echolink sounds absolutely amazing tonight. So, and Anna says hello back to you, Stephen. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, next on the list is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, I'm just one call sign behind you. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Johnny and Campobello.
Control. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Couldn't recognize. Johnny, I didn't mean to mess you up there, but I probably moved on a little too fast, but that's okay. I got you in the log. Mr. Johnny in Campobello tonight, KO4TJQ. Appreciate you joining us, sir. Also, Mr. Rod from the land of Oz, W4WOZ. And Rod, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, Chad, I had a real good afternoon. I hope you've done the same, sir.
Not miserable, but I am trying. I'm putting on my smiley face, and I'm trying to be as bright and shiny as I can tonight. So, hello to you, and I hope Dorothy is doing well, Rod. All right, we will move on down the log. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative. 73 to all.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Kilo Charlie 2 Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative, negative.
Hold on 1 second. We'd like to welcome W4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. That's Mr. Greg and Greer. And W4DJW, Dave and Greer, hello to you tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And KC2DQV, this is Mr. Bob in Gray Court. Go ahead, reach out.
Dave, I don't know if you noticed this today or not, but I noticed a pit special airplane for sale in Traveler's Rest, and it was on Marketplace. Just thought I'd let you know that. You know who it just belonged to there. Over.
Roger, roger. Appreciate that, Rod. W4DJW.
We can get you guys linked up. And, Rod, I just want to clarify, I'm not miserable because I'm calling the net. I'm miserable because of this COVID. I just want to clarify that. So, with that, we'll move on down the log, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and hope you get feeling better. And I won't have nothing to say tonight, so I'll just be in and out. Thank you.
For NUE. Ted, glad to hear that you're sounding better, but I will agree with Anna's comment last night. This is KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative negative the rest of the night.
Please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. We're enjoying the air conditioning tonight. I was just out with the dog, and it is still warm and humid out there.
4NUE. This is W4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Slant, Mobile, in Simpsonville. This is Gene, and we are negative and negative, over.
I recognize what we've got so far, WB4FEE, that's Mr. Dan in Simpsonville, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Canada. Harry, hang on 1 second, let me get these checked in, I'll be right back with you. And Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, she brings along her husband, Mr. Mark, W2MJB, both in Simpsonville. Hope you guys are doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Simpsonville. And KC4EZ and Mr. Harry, you in there, sir?
Still here. You're sounding better.
You're right. I learned my lesson. When you're down, sometimes you need to stay down and not push yourself because I paid a price for it today. But, you know, trying to keep a smiley face on and, you know, trying to do the best I can. But I've been fussed at all day. So I'm pushing through it. So appreciate you checking in with us, Harry. You have a nice night, sir. All right. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Air control. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, that's K9OH Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. 73 to you and all the net will be a short time.
4NUE. Dad, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. And Chad, sometimes you just have to suck it up and drive on.
Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. SKI4. KCX. My name is Jerry. Location is Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. And I do hope you get your feeling better over this COVID. It is rough. But just take your time and, like you said, when you're down, stay down to eat and come up a little out of time. You feel better.
UE. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easeling. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
New Inc. Dad, please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
So 4, New Inc. Chad, I'll be feeling better. Please check in, November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson.
KO4NUE. Hey, this is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylor, and I have no comments.
And I got a couple I need to straighten out. So let's start with K9OH. Billy, let me confirm Nancy's call sign with you. That was KN4DBQ. Is that correct, sir?
You got it right.
All right. Appreciate that. Next call is KI4KCX. I did not get your name, sir, down in Gray Court.
Juliet Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee.
Okay. We'd like to welcome K9OH. That's Mr. Billy. He brings along his wife, KN4DBQ, Miss Nancy. And you guys are in Anderson. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Billy. KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt. And Kurt, you're right. Sometimes you just got to dig deep and tighten your boot laces and do what you got to do. I'm trying my best. Also, KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry down in Gray Court. KI4DOS, that's Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. I'll swing back around shortly and pick you up in just a little bit. He brings along his wife, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy in Easley. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello tonight. WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith in Seneca. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. And KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel in Taylors. And I hope you guys are doing well tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Can you get Vic Woods? I might be messed up on it. This is Sam, KG4LPF. That'll be Kilo Golf 4, name of Alpha Fox Truck.
I'll say I'm Sammy down in the north just a little bit, but if I don't get your call right or your name, please recheck with me, KG4LPF. That's Mr. Sam down in Slaptown. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the rag tube? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And KO4QLG, this is Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Please check in Kilo4X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Welcome, KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris and Liberty. Chris, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Tommy. It's always a pleasure to hear you on the net. All right, we'll go ahead and close the formal portion down. I personally would like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. If you don't intend on hanging around for the rag tube portion, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now start the rag tube portion tonight. First on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead and take it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I hope you're feeling better, and
Jed, I will have to say, having met both you and Anna, I can tell that Anna's a lot smarter than you are, and you need to start listening to her, you know, and when she tells you to take it easy, take it easy.
You're right, John. Sometimes, though, I get things in my mind that are a little bit complicated, and if I think about it enough, it gets real simple in my mind. You know what I mean? But when you get on the ground, that's when you realize, this ain't right. But you've committed, so you gotta do what you gotta do, and you know you're gonna pay a price, but you just go right ahead and do it anyway.
This is KN4RJ, and I had an area engineer once tell me when we were working on projects down there. It's just, nothing is ever as bad or as good as it initially appears.
Exactly right, but I didn't account for the humidity. I left yesterday morning a little bit weak, and had it in my mind. Well, I've got the Bobcat, so it won't be that bad. And it really wasn't that bad. It was just. It just the humidity just, drained what little bit I had. And I had the tower down in the backyard, and there was nothing I could do. I mean, I had to, I couldn't just leave it there. So I will say, though, I sat in the truck for about 20, 30 minutes trying to get my strength back. But when I got it back, I came on back to the house. The truck's still loaded. Bobcat's still on the trailer, and I ain't even take a second look at it. It stay out there on the trailer as far as I'm concerned.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it'll still be there tomorrow and the next day and the next day if need be. It's not going to run off on you.
The other day, I talked with a guy up the road, and it's two of his neighbors were ham operators, and they've passed away. And he won't know if I could get the tower down. And I told him I would a couple weeks ago, and then COVID came, and, I'm just not willing to expose anybody, so I stayed my course till I was, out of quarantine. But, my strength just has not come back yet, and I mean hardly any of it. And I'm starting to get a little bit concerned. No, not a lot of breathing issues or things like that, but just no stamina whatsoever.
This is KN4RGN. Well, I hope you don't turn into a long hauler. There's been reports of that, but. Let it run its course, and don't tax yourself, and for crying out loud, listen to your wife when she tells you to stop. So anyway, nothing much going on in the sky up here because it's all cloudy. But if you got clear skies down there, again, you've got the summer beehive is up in the constellation Ophicus, if you can find it, and early in the morning, the little sliver of a moon on Thursday, little sliver of a moon will be near Venus, and the other beehive will be in that vicinity just before dawn, so catch that before the sun comes up. And the dwarf planet Ceres will be all kind of clustered there together somewhat. If you got a decent set of binoculars, you ought to be able to see the beehive in any event. And even if you don't, you can still see the moon, the little sliver of the moon and Venus up early in the morning. And if the skies ever clear up, I might actually get a scope out and try and look at some of that. But it was clear this afternoon, and then the clouds started rolling in, and it's a mess out there right now.
There is, but it'll clear up. Winter's coming, and we'll have some clear nights. But, John, today I just going to let you know before I move on down the log here that I stayed inside all day but got over to the computer to check some emails and whatnot, and just couldn't help myself. I always check on the new images coming in from the James Webb Space Telescope, and I'm just absolutely amazed every time I see some of those images. There's a new image out of Jupiter, and my goodness, if you know, you don't take the time to just take a couple of minutes and just look at some of these images that are coming back from outer space, it just blows my mind. They're just so, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, have you looked at any of those, John, as they come in?
This game 4RG, and yeah, that was the other thing I was going to mention. If you haven't seen the picture of Jupiter with the auroras and the rings and a couple of its moons out there, if you haven't seen that yet, just Google, you know, Webb Jupiter, and that'll take you to the James Webb Space. The one of the first things that pops up on the Google search is it'll take you to the James Webb website. And yeah, it's got the incredible pictures of Jupiter. They, you know, like they've never seen it before. You know, Jupiter actually has rings, but they're faint, and Webb managed to pick them up, along with a couple of the smaller moons that not the Galilean moons, but a couple of the smaller moons, and actually saw the auroras that are happening at the north and south pole of Jupiter. It's an amazing sight.
And like I said, I check it every couple of days just to see what things look like. And there's another interesting one out there called the Cartwheel Galaxy. And my goodness, there's just no words. You know, if you have that kind of mind where you wonder about things like that, absolutely just amazing to see. But if you hadn't seen the Cartwheel Galaxy, take a look at it too. It's pretty interesting.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I have seen that, and it is aptly named. It looks like it's doing a cartwheel. it's something else, but yeah. Just go to the James Webb or Google James Webb pictures, and every once in a while, for anybody else that's listening, and that's just some amazing things that they can see with that telescope. Keep in mind, the Webb is out there about a million miles from Earth. They had to park it in what's called a Lagrange point, where the gravity pull from Earth and the gravity pull from the Sun is approximately the same, so it can maintain a stable orbit. And that's a million miles from Earth and 92 million miles from the Sun. So that gives you a little bit of idea about the relative size and gravitational strength of those two objects. But yeah, take a look at those. Those are pretty cool. And if Anna is listening, tell her I said to tell you I told you so, and listen to me.
That's KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. She heard you, and she's over pointing a finger at me. So, all right, Mr. John, I'm gonna move on down the line if that's all right with you. I got a couple I need to talk with tonight, but hopefully I'll be able to start on your part tomorrow. It usually takes me, you know, about 11, 12 before I can feel anything like a human. So I am hoping. That tomorrow I'll have, you know, a little bit more. So we'll see. But either way, I'll give you a holler on the landline.
This is KN4RG. Ain't no big rush on those parts. You get to it when you get to it, when you're feeling better. But and Anna, you keep pointing your finger at him. In any event, Chad, I'll say 73s and back on out of here and let you move on down the line. So this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, 73s, John. You be safe up there.
All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Move on down the log. Next on the stump is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, go ahead, sir. You got it.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, it's been a rather slow day over here. I don't know if this is still the dog days of summer. I sort of don't have a direct connection. My parents, they would talk about these periods within the year that they had a feeling for them and a reason behind it. Now, I was never included in those things, so I never developed a clear understanding of what was meant by dog days. But it's been a slow day here. I've been awfully thankful for little to no rain. I know that sounds strange, but we've had plenty, very much. We've had plenty of rain. And I'd like a little bit of calm and, well, a couple of nights ago, our whole house, at 3 a.m., our whole house was awakened. All the animals and the humans were cowered in a corner while the storm raged right over our heads. It seemed I'd never been in the middle of an electrical storm like that. It was right over our heads. As soon as I realized what was going on, I reached for, as quick as I could get to it, I reached for the connection for the coax and just broke that connection off. I just ripped it out of the wall because, son of a gun, I was afraid, honestly, more than I've ever been of getting a lightning strike. The rooms would light up. It was so close. It was right overhead. And the sky was bright, and the rooms lit up. I've never been in a storm and that close to the actual lightning. I think a lot of it was cloud to cloud. It was just the how different it was. Anyway, I'm glad to hear that you're paying more attention to Anna's what she says, because we should do that. As husbands, that's one of our first duties. Ask her, she'll tell you, and is to listen to what we're told. You know, she has your best interest at heart. She can see things in a different way, you know what I'm saying. And she's got your best interest at heart. KK4JBQ.
And UE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, so let's back up here just for a minute. So you mentioned dog days. So from the first year me and Anna were married, one of the gifts I get every year and I look forward to every year is the Farmer's Almanac. My granddad, and I spent a lot of time with him growing up, and he planted by the sign, he said. And I never really figured out till I got older exactly what the sign was, you know. But he kept an almanac every year. He'd go up to Boomer Williams, their little country store, and he'd get Boomer to order them. I don't know where he ordered them, but I'm not sure where Anna gets mine, but I get the Farmer's Almanac every year, and they have interesting articles from time to time in there. And one particular year, there was an article about the dog days. What are the dog days of summer? And actually, it's the dog days are from the beginning of July to about mid-August, and it's in reference to not the heat, but the constellation Canis Major is the most prevalent in the sky, and it's a constellation that is supposed to be a dog. It has the dog star in it. But that's you know, I learned years ago what dog days, you know, the dog days of summer mean. I always thought it was heat, but it's not. It's reference to a constellation, actually.
Yeah. You know, now that you say that, I think my impression was that it's so hot it makes the dog lie down and just be lazy. If you can imagine this, if the dog days were an excuse to be lazy. I think that's how it came to me, now that you say that. But it makes a lot more sense what you say, of course. And there's no excuse for being lazy, period. Oh, dear. Oh, that's funny. Very funny. So you've been in that recovery mode, but you know how long this is going to take. It's going to take a little more attention to recovery for you to get on the other side of this. And so what plans have you to entertain yourself while being non-productive, hey?
I'm not sure, and that's some of the problem, is that it doesn't matter. Last couple of days, it doesn't matter how much rest I get. It's just, I'm just tired. I mean, I don't know any other way to explain it. I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and he said it was like standing in a pond full of mud. You know, it's just, you fight and fight and fight, and you just can't get anywhere. But other than that, you know, I'm good. But that's just, I'm going so crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. And, you know, I'm always outside doing and going or in the shop or something, and it's just like my get up and gone is gone. And I don't like it at all, but there ain't much I can do about it.
I'll tell you, my friend, for what it's worth, because I say it that way because you're going to do what you're going to do, and you won't take what I say for gospel, and I respect that. But my experience has been that when I get, there's a lot of words, but lackadaisical, I lack energy. I can't push hard. Even if I'm interested, my body wants to argue with me about it. I just stop and realize that, well, perhaps my body is loaded up with junk, you know, and I'll do the things that are, that, you know, I exchange more oxygen than I really need to, than I feel I need to, which means that I concentrate on breathing. And get that, because your cells can get filled up with the byproducts, you know, of living, and you need to get more oxygen in there to oxygenate the muscles, or your muscles are going to feel like they're loaded down. And you won't have done anything, and you feel overworked. It's just kind of that way. You know, you know what it feels like when you've done a lot and you need to sit down and rest. If you feel that way all the time without having done anything, then you need to focus on breathing. That's what I do. That's what I do when I have trouble going to sleep at night. And then that's, you know, from time to time. So I breathe in deep and I'm aware of breathing in as deep as I can. And then just before I let it out, I take another one. I suck it in, you know, even deeper. I can do that about 10 times before I'm sound asleep. Just drop off to sleep like that. So take it for what it's worth and get better real soon. This is KK4JBQ.
QE for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Nut. Well, I'm trying, and I'm gonna do what I gotta do, but I'm gonna try to get down there in the shop tomorrow, John's got no project that he needs some help on, so that won't require a whole lot of energy. I'll go down there and piddle around. But if that doesn't work, then I was thinking today what I'm gonna do is just I got to unload Bobcat, so I think I'll just I might just load the recliner up on the Bobcat, and then I'll just take the recliner down there to the shop. That way I won't have to look at the ceilings in here anymore, because I've counted all of the pinholes in the ceiling and all of the thumbtack holes, and I'm done. I'll go down there and sit in the shop and be a little happier.
That brings a lot of possibilities to mind, but only, well, they make this thing, I'm thinking of your conversation with John earlier. You know, we really, all of us, I'll just speak for all of us if I can, all of us enjoy these conversations with John. It's so interesting and not something that, you know, I think about a whole lot, to be truthful. But the way it's brought to light, it's just very interesting, and I appreciate it. But there is this device that projects star patterns, the constellations, better put, projects constellations on your ceiling. I'm not sure what that's called. Maybe John could recheck and fill us in on what that might be called. But that would make your ceiling look more interesting, and you could start memorizing the shape and the location of the constellations. Now, what do you think about that? That's putting down time to good use, right? KK4JBQ.
Yes, I think John's already security station for tonight, Larry, but I'll check into it and see what it is. I'm not having problems sleeping. It's just maybe if I can get something dancing across the ceiling, something else to look at, because I've been, the past couple of days, I have gone completely to the end of YouTube. There is no more YouTube, and I'm almost done with Google. There's nothing else to look at on Google. I've looked at it all in the past 5 days, so I got to find something else to do.
Sorry, you just said something there. I once heard that every minute there are nearly 9,000 hours of material uploaded to YouTube. Every minute, there's a whole lot more. So you can never, I don't know when they, you know, retire it, because a lot of stuff is still on there. You know, questionable. The value of it, I suppose. But have you heard something like that? That every minute there's so many hundreds of hours uploaded to YouTube. What does that tell you? You just never live long enough. KK4JBQ.
Not just joking around a little bit, but I have watched a lot of YouTube videos on this and that. Larry, I'm gonna leave you with this. I'm gonna move. I need to move on down the log here for a second. But there's a YouTube channel I watch called Keith Finner, Turn Right Machine Works, and he's a machinist. But you're a different kind of machinist. You know, aviation machinist, marine machinist, industrial. Well, he's a marine guy. And some of that marine, you know, stuff, salt water, and oh my goodness, I don't see how he does some of the stuff he does. But I like to watch his videos, you know. But he starts his videos off with the Pledge of Allegiance. So got an American flag outside of his shop, and you know, I quite enjoy watching that. But check it out if you get some spare time. But Larry, I'm gonna give you a, I'm gonna go ahead and move on to Mr. Gary next, but I'm going to give you opportunity to go ahead and close on out if that's okay. I'm starting to show my tire just a little bit, but you go ahead and take it, Larry.
Well, I will mention one that you may or may not have run across. I can't remember the channel name, but if you look in that genre of horizontal, horizontal sawmills, I think you've got one. And this fella is the reason that I watched his stuff with a good deal of interest is because he's from my hometown. And I don't know him from Adam, but he has a horizontal sawmill. He has it indoors. And he saws some of the most interesting pieces of wood. And really the joy that I get from it is that he doesn't know what it's going to be before he opens it up, you know? Before he makes those several slices, he doesn't know what's going to be inside it. And that's terribly interesting. And that might pass a little time for you. And there's a bunch of stuff on there about sawmills, you know, those kind that you just lay the piece on it and it motorizes, cuts it horizontally. Everyone out there, have a good night, and you just get better real soon, Chad. KK4, JBQ, I'm clear.